funding will come through North-South funding, but that particular funding will lie within the newly proposed Department for Communities, where we have a various coming together of other important aspects of local government. For example, the Child Maintenance Scheme, Social Security Agency, and the likes of those bodies, housing, are being told, sorry guys, you're going to have to prepare for cuts in, you know, possibly between 5 and 10%. And those that are being told to cut are those that deal with the most vulnerable individuals and indeed communities within our society.
It may be argued that money that comes from Europe very often has very stringent conditions attached to it as to how and where it can be spent. Could the minister and her supporters argue that that's the case here, that this is very specific cultural funding coming from the EU?
The minister might argue that. I'm not aware that European money, funding going forward has been firmed up yet. That said, it is within that particular new proposed Department of Communities, and there will be contribution to that from the Northern Ireland Exchequer. I firmly believe it is unfair when those departments that deal with vulnerable people in our society, that deal with disadvantaged communities, are being told, sorry guys, there will be a cut in your funding, whilst other sections within the same department are being preemptively told your funding will be okay. In fact, your funding will increase.